Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki Master Teacher. I'm an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment of the now where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. So I see that we have several callers on the line, particularly the 678 number you've been holding for a bit. I would just like to tell my regular listeners, my followers, and my some of those new listeners that may not be aware, I do like to talk about the topic for the first 5 or 10 minutes, get into that, and then I definitely will start taking your phone calls. So just a couple of reminders here. If you would like to be reminded of all Angel Healing House radio programs, you can go on the Blog Talk Radio site and find my cheery smile under on my my photo on the Blog Talk site and push the follow button underneath my photo. And if you miss any of my programs, all of my shows are archived on the Blog Talk site for you to listen to at your convenience. So, with the channeled messages that have been coming through from the Posse of Angels, the topics have wonderful insights as to how to be proactive with your lives while remaining in a state of loving grace and trust through these ever-shifting, changing times. Now, before we get on to today's show, Your Reality Mirrors Your Imagination, I'd like to tell you about last week's show. I spoke about 2012 and the underlying possibilities of things that might happen, like whether we will meet our intergalactic families, or we finally evolve in consciousness to abolish wars, or we may begin to utilize only alternate energies in order to save our planet. Remember, these are just possibilities as we, as a collective consciousness, are creating our new planet as we go along. But I mentioned last week that what will happen will be as a direct result of many of us consciously deciding 25 years ago to hold as much love and light as we possibly could for the planet. Those who might not know about this, the date was August 16th, 1987, when so many of us consciously woke up and decided to hold love and light for the planet. This was called the harmonic convergence, as so many of us were converging our energies into love and light. This love and light was created and perpetuated in our lives by letting go of and getting rid of as much negativity and replacing it with positive things, like people and situations in our lives. Now, for many, this was sometimes a painful and challenging experience, as dishonoring relationships and unfulfilling jobs were ended in order for us to create a new, more joyful, respectful, peaceful, and fulfilling life for ourselves. And this new life for us will not come automatically and become a reality if and when any 2012 prophesized things come to pass. Our new lives will manifest only as a result of how much heartfelt desire and positive energies and focus we have put into visualizing and imagining the life of our dreams coming true. The reason for this is because all that love and light that many of us have been holding and shining forth for many years has burned away anything that was not 100% authentic, honest, open, and transparent as to who we are. Now, in order for us to become more authentic, many of us realized that we had been programmed to accept that we really didn't deserve to have exactly what our heart desired, and we therefore settled for something less. You know, whether it was marrying someone for status or money, or for that matter, marrying just to fulfill a social convention, it might have been that we accepted and stayed in jobs that we hated, or we denied what we yearned for in order to fulfill the dictates of others, organizations, and any external influences that had their own agenda to fill, and certainly not the desire of the individual. Having said this, I would go so far as to say that almost all people dream about possibilities for their lives. But the reasons that those dreams never manifest into reality is that the person does not really believe that they can have what they dream for. In fact, when I've asked clients what they dream of and imagine, most people lose their dreams by saying, "I wish for X amount of dollars," or "to win the lottery so that I could fulfill the wish of," and they fill in the blank. Now, in each case, I ask them, "Why do you need money for this to happen?" After their explanation, which usually is fraught with limitation and lack, I tell them that the universe does not understand money. The universe understands energy and picks up quite clearly if we are excited, joyful, and open to receive our desires, or if we are restrictive and limiting as the fulfillment of our intentions and dreams comes true for us. By saying that we need money in order to fulfill our desires and dreams, we are telling the universe, give us our dream in one particular way. You know, by saying this, they are promoting lack, and they're also negating the most powerful force in the universe, and that power is not money. Again, I will repeat that. The most powerful force in the universe is not money. That power is the power of God and you creating. Not fulfilled by money, but all our abundance comes from that higher source. And then when melded with our desires and intentions in our hearts and imaginations, matters. Now, the posse of angels are telling me that many of you are saying, okay, God must have forgotten me. But the most amazing thing, listeners, is that God does not forget anyone. In fact, not only does he, she, or the all that is not forget us, But before we incarnated on the physical plane, God knew that we as physical beings would desire physical or material things. Therefore, we and God made a divine pact to work together, to co-create, and manifest whatever we wanted. Now, manifestation happens as a result of whatever we put our energies on. And he, she, all that is God, then would give us exactly what it is that we put our most focus, attention, and desire on. The two rules were that God would create for the greatest benefit of all and the greatest benefit of all concerned, and for God to remember this and for God to determine this, he, she, all that is, then would have control of the how and when of things happening for us. One of the aspects of the great shift that is happening on our planet is a shift in perception in our belief system. Many of us have been programmed to believe that we cannot do, be, or have whatever we choose in our lives. We were systematically taught and programmed that other people, organizations, and systems knew better what was best for us, and we should just regard or lock away our heartfelt desires and dreams. In doing so, we chose to limit ourselves and limit our lives to someone else's idea of what our life should look like. Now, having chosen to compromise and limit our lives, we found ourselves again living someone else's dream and certainly not ours, and this made us very angry and sad. And if we did not accept responsibility for this life of limit and compromise that we chose, many of us then spent our lives blaming and finding fault in other people and circumstances to justify why we were living our current dishonoring life, instead of seeing ourselves as creator gods with limitless powers of manifestation. You know, I remember listeners so well, the old me, many, many years ago, begging and pleading and crying to God to change my abusive, controlling, callous ex. I would say, please make him nice. Please make him less controlling. Please make him less abusive. All of these things so that my life would be better. The day I realized that the only way my life was going to change was the day that I changed my perception and I began to imagine a more respectful life for myself. Then and only then did the circumstances and people begin to manifest in my life in order for me to step forward and create the change that I had prayed for. That is why we are the change that we have been praying and waiting for. In so many cases, the life of our dreams was locked away in the prison of our own making, and we had the key to unlock the door all the time. The new perception of ourselves during this shift is actually not new. We are just waking up and remembering our original pact with God, and many of us will choose to start to implement it. Each and every one of us creates our own realities. We do this with everything we think, speak, and feel in our hearts. And for anything to appear in our realities, it first must appear in our imagination. So before we speak more about remembering our pact with God on creating our own realities through our imagination, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to that 678 number that's been holding for a while. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Yes, my name is Cyril.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What's your name?
My name is Cyril. C-Y-R-I-L.
T-R.
C for California, Y for Yolanda, R for Rod, I for Indiana, L for Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Cyril, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And what's the weather like in Atlanta, Georgia?
It's raining right now.
It's raining. Well, we can certainly use some of your rain in Southern California. It's pretty dry here. So do you have a question today for the Posse of Angels?
Yes. My question is about the messages that my helpers and the guides, spirit guides, want to pass on to me.
Okay. And are there any particular areas of your life that are a concern to you, Cyril?
Yes, in terms of my career and my finances.
Okay. Career and finances. This is an area where so many of my clients and callers are concerned at the moment. Let's shuffle the deck here, but while I'm doing that, I'm going to ask you, Are you currently in a job or a career that you absolutely adore, that you absolutely love?
I am in a job right now, but I don't like it.
Okay, you don't like it. Okay, the world, this topic that we're talking about today is all about creating your reality through your imagination. And have you studied the laws of attraction, Cyril, about everything? Okay, everything is energy. So, okay, let's just play a little bit of a scenario here. We're gonna do a little bit of a play. Cyril gets up in the morning and he thinks to himself, "I have to go to work," and he doesn't like his job. Okay, so already he's put the energy into, "Oh, I have to go to." And why are you doing this job? Are you doing it for money?
Yes.
Okay, you're doing the job specifically for money. You're not doing it out of joy. You're not doing it out of to be creative. You're not doing it out of having harmony inside of you and bliss and absolute excitement. So Cyril gets up every morning and he thinks to himself, "I have to." There's that word, "have to," go to work. And then you think to yourself, "Oh, I don't want to go to work, but I should." There's the word "should." Go to work because I have to make money, should have, could have, you know, all of these words bring down your energies. So already you're bringing down your energies. You feel that negativity and you feel limited inside of yourself. And so what you're doing is you're adding to the limit and the negativity in your life. Okay. Now, let me just pull three cards here and see what they have to say to you about your current. Okay. You need to, and when I say need, it would be of most benefit to you to start thinking, Cyril, what would you love to do, regardless of the money?
I would like to be in the healthcare field,
right?
Like a healthcare worker.
Mm-hmm. Well, why can't you start? The more that you can start making movement to this, the more that
actually, I have.
Okay, all right. They want you to imagine yourself. Okay, what they're showing me is they're showing me you sitting for about 15 minutes. To a half an hour every single day. They want you to sit in a quiet place, turn the phones off, turn the TV off, tell people that you don't want to be bothered, and they want you to just sit there with your eyes closed, and they want you to imagine and visualize yourself working in healthcare, as a healthcare worker. Okay,
mm-hmm.
when you're working as this healthcare worker, we only want to imagine wonderful things. So you imagine working with people who are like-minded, who are excited, who are loving, who are kind, who are caring, who are gentle. Imagine that you are part of an organization working with wonderful people that are helping other people in the healthcare industry. Okay, so that's the people you work with. Then you want to visualize yourself working in an environment that's clean, that's orderly, that's organized, that's run well. The energies in the room are loving. They're bright. They're happy. When I'm saying these, how is your heart feeling? How are you feeling when I'm saying all these things?
I feel a vibrational match.
Okay, you're so cute. It is a vibrational match. And I can feel your energies rising, Cyril, as I talk about this. Okay, so you visualize yourself working with those absolutely lovely people. They love you. You love them. It's wonderful to work with them. Your environment is clean. It's orderly. It's organized. It's run beautifully. Then you can visualize visualize the people you work, not the people you work for professionally, but your clients that you or the patients that you have, and they are thankful, they are gracious, they're appreciative. All of these things, what you're doing is you're putting units of appreciation and gratitude into your bank account. And what you're also telling God and the angels, your higher source, is that I am limitless and I am boundless and I can have whatever I want. Because that is, and I just spoke about that pact that we have with God. We're physical beings and we need physical material things in our life. And one of those ways that we get that is through the work that we do. So until there's a new monetary system or a new way of bartering things that comes along, which doesn't look like it's going to be in the foreseeable future, but that's the way we get remunerated by the money that that we're given. So they want you to say, in that 15 to 30 minutes every day, they want you to say, I am a healthcare worker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they want you to repeat that. I am a healthcare worker. And they want you to visualize and imagine what that feels like. Then they want you to go on the, do you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay, they want you to go on the computer and they start looking for places where you can study being a healthcare worker. Okay?
Okay.
Even if it's a community college, even if it's, you know, one day a week. I mean, you know, I've known clients who, when they change their mindset, you know, they say, oh, I don't have money for a full-time degree and I have to work in order to. And I said, okay, well, you can slowly start building credits towards a degree because we are limitless, and you'll be absolutely amazed, Cyril, the more that you start to visualize and imagine yourself as this healthcare worker, start to make movement towards it. Speak to people in the healthcare industry and find out different things. Again, the more focus and attention you put on something, the more it will appear in your reality.
Okay.
All right. And I think that will start the ball. I intuit that will start the ball rolling for you to bring in the new circumstances that you need, that would be so beneficial for you in the new life that you are creating.
Okay, I'll start working on it.
Okay, it hasn't happened because you haven't put as much focus on it, but they really want you to imagine it and visualize it and put a lot of focus and attention on it now.
Okay.
All right, I hope that's been helpful for you, Cyril. And when things start to turn around for you and really do change, I'd love to hear where your journey takes you. So you can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at Angel Healing House, Angel Healing House, HOUSE.com.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you so much, Cyril, and have a blessed day. Take care.
All right, thank you
bye-bye.
So much for taking my call.
Okay, bye. The angels just jumped right in, everybody, and said to Cyril, you got to start imagining. You got to start visualizing. Put your focus and attention on that which you know to be true, that you are limitless, and you have had this pact with God. Let's go to 904 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. 904, who am I speaking with?
Hello, here I am. This is Sarah from Florida.
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Do you have a question today?
You know, I really, really don't. But I'm always learning something every time I listen to you, I tell you.
I'm
you know,
so
what
glad.
You were saying about imagining visualizing. And I believe on your page today, it was talking about negative people or negative something, and it's like, wow, you know, because I'm dealing
yeah.
with such a person, and you know.
Well, you know what? The best thing you can do for somebody who is being negative, because if you have a negative person in front of you, it is showing up that part of us that is negative. And believe me, I mean, I've had negative people in front of me before, but the greatest thing that you can do is to bless that person. Bless them for exactly who they are. Now, you don't have to say this to their face, but you can sit there and say, "Dear God, I send this person love. I send this person healing. I drew this person to myself for a higher reason. I may not be able to ever figure it out, but what I can do is see myself in that person." Because, you know, quite frankly, Sarah, if a person reacts to us, it truly, truly has nothing to do with us. It has to do with them. It has to do with the burdens that they're carrying and the unresolved sadness and anger and bitterness and resentment and regret that they're carrying on. And they're only choosing then to lash out at whatever's in front of them. And sometimes we lash out at the people that we love the most. So the greatest thing that we could do for anybody that we find in our reality who is negative is we bless them. And we send them so much love, and we wrap our arms around them, you know, maybe not physically, but etherically, and we give them hugs, and we say, you know, "I'm sending you healing and love and light and to ease your burdens and to make you not so angry or sad or bitter or whatever."
I don't think it's somebody I'm going to have to deal with. You know, I mean, they don't live with me or whatever. They're just staying with a neighbor. So they're just kind of like passing through. But I'm not spending time with them.
Yeah.
Because I try to say encouraging things. But sometimes when people are used to what they're used to, I mean, you can talk till you're blue in the face and they really don't get it.
You know, but we're not here to for others to get us, and we're certainly not here to try to change or control anybody.
She's not going to drain my energy.
Yes, exactly, and that's why we allow ourselves to detach. And can I tell you that I've done this quite a number of times in my life when I have had negative people. I have sent them tons of pink love wrapping all around them, love and healing and kindness and all of those things. I have sent that energy to them. And you know what's happened is that they, with all of that energy, then it creates like a buffer between you and that person. And it minimizes the time that they're actually around you, because things cannot be in your physical resonance when it's not the same energy. I mean, the energies have to match in order for that person to, you know, to bump into them or to be in their reality. So the more loving and kind we can be, the more that we just, you know, bless them exactly where they are.
Okay.
All right. Well, I love when you call in, Sarah. You're such a cutie face, and you always provide such lovely insight and encouragement for me and the Posse of Angels.
Okay. I will continue to listen, okay?
All right. You have an absolutely blessed day, blessed week, and I look so forward to speaking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We have 206 206, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is AJ.
Hey, AJ. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest, okay. And what is your question?
I'm just looking for some angel advice for relationship stuff.
Okay, relationships, biggest thing. I would even say relationships are even bigger than our finances and our careers because the relationships are out of whack. Well, I've had lots of millionaires come and sit in front of me, and they don't see any happiness because of the money, and their relationships are really going down the tube. So let's see what we got here. Okay. The current relationship that you're in, is that, do you find that your relationships are honoring and respectful for you?
For the most part, yes, but there's been some slip-ups that haven't been so honoring.
Okay. Does this have to do with work, or does it have to do with, like, personal relationships?
Personal.
Okay. The first thing that they're saying to me is, where have you given your power away? You've given your power away in some areas.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let's go deeper than that. Okay. Do you want to be liked and things for other people and compromise yourself, compromise what it is that you want to do or compromise who you authentically are? In order for that person to like you, in order for that person to and those kinds of things?
No. I'm pretty much in myself.
Okay. All right. So these, okay, in your personal relationships. Okay. Why do you feel like you're being dishonored? If you stand your ground the whole time and you don't give your power away?
Well, I feel dishonored because about once a year or so my partner has a relapse, and that seems to proceed, preceded by not telling the truth, and also involves infidelity.
Okay. All right. The reason this is not sitting well on your heart is because you know deep down that nothing can survive anymore. As our energies are rising, and as we're going from, many of us, fourth dimension. And we've passed the third dimension. Many of us are hovering on the edge of fourth to fifth dimensional energies. There are so many things that are going to be disclosed and so many things that are going to come out that are not authentic, honest, open, and transparent. And we can no longer live in resonances where any inauthenticity lies. Okay, so how many times has this happened before?
This would be, the second or third time.
Okay.
Second time, I guess, we've been living together.
Okay. you got the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands card is the moving card. It's the moving on. It's the traveling card. You also got the Eight of Swords. A lady is blinded. She's actually bound, and she's blinded. And the first card was the Ace of Cups, was your emotional fulfillment. And you're really cutting off your emotional fulfillment. Is this the ideal relationship that you see yourself in? When you think of yourself with a partner, a mate, a spouse, that's the most loving, the most kind, the most authentic and honest, all of these things, does this relationship come first and foremost to mind?
It is, except for the relapses.
Okay. That's like saying you're a little bit pregnant. You either are, I mean, you know, you either are or you're not. You know,
right.
I've had many clients. I mean, AJ, I'm confrontationally loving. I'm sorry, I am. But I've had lots of clients over the last 10 years as being a full-time practitioner say to me, yes, he, with women clients, yes, he hits me. He's abusive. But he really does love me. Now, is that the ideal of what you authentically wish for your life? This sounds like a karmic connection that you're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's wonderful, wonderful things that you can learn from soulmates. Because soulmates are people from our soul group that come back time and time again with us to different roles in our lives to help us to be as, authentic with ourselves. So they provide, a lot of soulmates provide contrast, irritation, and drama because that's the way that humans learn. Humans learn through contrast. And a lot of times soulmates, I would say the majority of times, soulmates provide for us that contrast in order for us to grow and be challenged and to go beyond. And it sounds to me like this relationship is past its use by date. I mean, that's, and the eight of swords is the being, you know, blinding yourself. Because at any time she can take off that blindfold. Her hands are not tied. So it's like, you know, trying desperately to fix that which keeps showing up time and time again, which is unfixable. I mean, every first one. And it really loved you, heard you, respected you. Wouldn't you think it wouldn't have happened a second time?
Yeah.
Okay. It's about being honest and open and truthful and authentic with yourself, AJ. The biggest card here for me is that Eight of Swords comes after the emotional fulfillment. That Ace of Cups is the most beautiful card in the pack. About it's brimming over with your emotional fulfillment inside, but you're being blinded to your emotional fulfillment. And then the Knight of Wands is the moving on card. What if I told you, okay, I'm not a Cassandra, I'm not a Houdini, but I've done this enough to know that when something is not working in our life, and you see that it's not working in your life, it's telling you that something better is coming up for you.
Okay.
And what I would like you to do is I would like you, just like Cyril called in before, is I want you to sit for 15 minutes to 30 minutes every day without distraction. And I want you to visualize and imagine the most extraordinary love that you can, a love that's kind and gentle, a love that's honoring and respectful, a love that allows you to be exactly who you are. There's no compromise in relationship. There's certainly no lies. There can't be lies in this kind of divine connection. The reason that it hasn't appeared yet in your life is because you haven't put your focus and attention on imagining it. And you say, I am. Anything I am is God. Our spoken word is God now. I am worthy and deserving of the highest divine connection and the relationship. And I own it now. And I will show you, he, she, all that is God, that I will not compromise anymore. And I won't accept anything ever again that is a compromise in my life. How does that feel?
That feels good.
I know it sounds good because, quite frankly, for 48 years, I had a 26-year abusive marriage. Actually, it was 22-year married, 4 years together. And then an awful, destructive, deceitful relationship after that. And then I understood I understood that I was looking for something outside of myself to fulfill me, and I went within, and I started to honor and respect myself, and then by asking for the divine in and showing that I would not compromise myself, that's when my own twin flame came in, we met almost 9 years ago and married, and it's just, it's the divine complement of who you are, and respectful, honoring, authentic, open, transparent, all of those things. So I would highly recommend that you do that 15 to 30 minutes every day. And you're doing it because, you know why, AJ? Because you're divine and you're worth it. You've seen what a dishonoring relationship is. Now say, okay, I've seen what that is. I want to open the doors to receive. But it'll only appear in your reality if it appears in your imagination first.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, I hope that's been helpful to you. And like I said, I'd love to find out where your journey goes. So you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will definitely do that. Thank you.
Okay. Have a blessed day, and to speaking to you in the future.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go on a little bit. Yep, a lot of these calls today, it's interesting how they so mirror what we're talking about. What you focus on in your imagination will appear in your reality. You know, just a few more minutes of the topic, and then we'll get to those other phone calls. 904, please continue to hold, and Kat Bray, hi. I can't just continue to hold a little further. I was speaking earlier of our pact with God to co-create and manifest things for ourselves on the physical plane. You know, listeners, when we're in spirit form, we're in pure source energy, and we understand that we are limitless, multidimensional beings. And when we incarnate in physical form, we are then given our five senses to help us navigate this physical reality of ours, our sense of smell, sight, hearing, touch, and our taste. Yet the one sense that is most important to us is our sixth sense of intuitive knowing that, when combined with unfailing belief, creates miracles that transcends any of our other limiting senses. But in order to go from thinking, I'll believe it when I see it, to I'll see it when I believe it, it takes practice. First off, we must take our focus off of our limiting five senses. We need to go beyond only seeing what is, and allow ourselves to project and affirm to the world and feel that we are already it, and we already have what we desire. That is why affirmations, when combined with joy-filled, excited energies, start to create the needed co-creation with God in order to fulfill our intentions. You know, the more constant you are in your imagining, in your visualizing, in repeating and affirming the new life and the new changes that you desire, the more the universe must eventually answer your wishes. And to go beyond what is, make sure you say, I am, and then feeling what you long for. This emphatically states to the universe that you will not take any form of compromise, something, as I said before, many of us have been guilty of, and I put my hand up first in the past, as we have accepted something less than our dreams coming true. You know, for so many of us that have denied ourselves the life of our dreams, what happens enormously is putting together a slideshow on our computers of images that are representative of our new life. Or if you don't have access to a computer, you can cut out pictures and magazines and putting them on poster boards. This is visioning our lives. And I'll speak more about this right after I take a couple of more phone calls. 904, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hi, who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello, 904. 904.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Carol from Florida.
Hi, Carol, how are you?
No, you've already spoken to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is Sarah. I'm sorry. All right. Yes. I'll go to another phone call. Sorry, you appeared on the switchboard for some reason. Have a great day, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, that number came up for some reason. Okay, 206, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, this is AJ. I'm just listening also.
Okay, all right. I don't know why these are appealing, but okay. And let's go to Ketbre. Ketbre, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. Nice to speak with you again.
Yeah, I know.
How's it been?
I don't know. I've been feeling blue the last 2 days, and I'm trying to...
You and me and everybody else, Kate.
Oh, wow.
You know why that is?
No.
I'll tell you why that is. Well, why I think it is, or I intuit it is. I intuit that we're feeling blue is because we're caught between two worlds.
Mm.
So many of us have cleared and cleansed. We've done all that I'm talking about today. You know, imagining things, visualizing things. We have done what spirit, God, angels have asked us to do. We've, you know, left dishonoring relationships. A lot of us have divorced. A lot of us have moved on. A lot of us have left dishonoring jobs. A lot of us have cleared up our diets, our health. A lot of us have done so much clearing and cleansing. And now we are in limbo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, and it's not that we're in purgatory. We're in limbo, and we're waiting, and we're kind of fuzzy because the new hasn't presented itself as yet.
And when will that be?
Well, my guys, the posse, tell me that things will start to move forward again in September.
Uh-huh.
I believe, now with this forward movement, meaning connections, opportunities, things will come out of the blue for us that we couldn't even possibly imagine to fulfill our intentions, our visualizations, our imaginings, and all of those things that we've intended for our lives. They keep telling me that October and November are going to be pivotal months, pivotal in what we've intended for. And then, especially October, and then moving on to December, they keep telling me this is going to be the most extraordinary Thanksgiving and Christmas of so many of our lives because of the light that we've held and the intentions in our hearts. So, you can just hang in there. That'll make an enormous difference. How does that sound?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. How does that sound?
I lost you on because I was on Skype, so I'll just go back and listen to it.
Okay. No. Well, I just said that that September the movement will start moving forward again. It'll be forward movement again, and October will be a pivotal month for many of us. And just to reiterate, I said that I keep hearing that. This is going to be a wonderful, really magical Thanksgiving and Christmas season or holiday season for many of us.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Go on.
I was going to ask if you have any messages for me.
Okay, let's have a look here. Is this like generally or any specific area of your life?
Well, yeah, I still have my ringing in the ear.
Well, have they diagnosed anything with that?
Well, all they can find, they're calling it tinnitus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Whoa, look at those. Look at those. Yeah, there's the starting over. Starting over in so many areas of your life. It's almost as if they're showing me like a clean slate, a slate that has been wiped off and cleared. And then partnerships, a partnership to do with, especially around, they're saying specifically around career, but it could be relationships of any form. Wonderful relationships are coming in for you. Okay, hang on. Career-wise, and relationships, personal relationships. Okay, so you are going to be offered, I believe, something that is going to fulfill your intention of career-wise, and also it's going to bring in a lot of abundance for you.
Yeah.
Really feels good. Have you intended, you know, a new area of career for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to say, they're saying to you, yes, we've heard your prayers. It's in the works, and it's going to manifest for you.
Okay, but they don't know when, right?
No, they don't know time. They don't know time. They don't know money. But having said that, September will be one of those months that we're in limbo now. The new hasn't shown up. From a collective consciousness, we will all be moving ahead in September, depending how much we visualized, intended, and imagined the new lives for ourselves and allowed ourselves to feel it and say, I am that, will depend on how much opening we have in September. And then October will be, and November will be pivotal months for us.
All right. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you believe in the Akashic records?
Of course.
Okay, because these two ladies yesterday that which I asked about it, and they said that was nonsense.
Okay. In one of my near death experience I had, and the journey that the angels took me on, everybody goes to the Hall of Akashic Records to review their book of life and their incarnations that they script with one another. They write the contract of the life that they're going to physically incarnate to, and that's where all recorded history of human beings is kept in the Akashic Records.
Okay, because I had a reading the other day, and I thought it was, you know, good. And these two psychics said, nope, don't believe in it.
Well, you know what? That's what makes our world.
Yeah, you're right.
that's what makes our world so interesting.
Right.
And we each have our personal truth. We each have our personal truth, and the more that you can hold on to what is truth for you and what resonates best for you, Kate, then that's all that matters. And if somebody says that it doesn't matter what it is, and they don't believe what you believe in, then you bless their belief and whatever it is, and you allow them to have their beliefs, and they allow you to have your beliefs.
Right, makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's living only from your truth. Otherwise, if you start to discount what you know to be true in your heart, and then you keep looking for your truth outside of yourself, and say, well, maybe then I shouldn't believe in the Akashic Records, then somebody else could come along in 2 seconds and say that they do believe in it. And you'll be like a puppet on a string, dancing to everybody else's tune, instead of going within your own heart and seeing how it resonates for you.
Yeah, and I mean, there are so many people out there that do the Akashic Records, and I just was shocked to hear those two women say that.
Right. Well, then that's their belief system.
Right. Yeah.
And the world in which we're ascending to is a world in which we allow each other to have that limitless and boundless freedom to have that belief system and to have that truth within, and not to get. We've seen the world of how the world has developed when we get our belief systems from outside of our individual truth.
Right.
And we become like sheep. We become sheep, and we forget to follow that intuitive knowing deep in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's been helpful. See you today.
Very much. Thank you so much.
Okay. Lots of love, and look after yourself. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. So just to finish up today, listeners, I've got about 4 minutes here, is the more that you can, we were talking about vision boards and imagining your life. You know, when we take time out to look at things that we long for and imagine the relationships that we want, that we desire in our hearts, and the jobs that we love, or even going to exotic locations on vacation, the more that this builds up in our imagination and the more that we can touch it and taste it and feel it. You know, I had a client that was so depressed because she didn't have any money to go on holiday. And I explained to her that the universe doesn't understand money, but it understands excitement. And I suggested to her to start a slideshow on her computer of places that she'd love to go to. So she combined photos of Tahiti and Bahamas and Cancun. I even suggested that she watch her slideshow and she put on her sun hat and her suntan cream and smell its fragrance. Well, the key to this was that she did it over and over and over again, and she felt like she was on holiday already. 2 weeks after she did this, she saw a magazine advertisement contest. And she entered it, and she actually ended up winning the contest to go to a beautiful location for her trip. When she sent the contest form off, she told the universe that she was going to win the holiday and that she was open to receiving it in whatever way the trip would manifest. And she said this one act changed her whole life as a result of exchanging and focusing on endless, needless worry and focusing and imagining, feeling joy on those things and events that she desired in her heart. So I'd just like to leave you by saying many of us remember the wonderful long-running Broadway musical, A Chorus Line. And while I recently watched a documentary on the making of the revival of this show and the actual audition process dancers had to go through, which is what the original musical was based on, there was an interview of a young girl who was chosen for the revival of the show after a grueling year-long auditions process. The interviewer asked her what was her fallback plan, just in case she didn't make it through the punishing and demanding audition process. She smiled and she said, "This was the only dream I ever imagined. There was never a fallback, never a backup plan or a fallback plan." With a huge smile of pride on her face, she said, "Those that have a fallback plan will fall back. That was never an option for me." With this in mind, where have you allowed your life to fall back and fall short of your heartfelt, imagined, true desires in your life? The desire to rekindle in your dreams can be re-sparked in a moment, as God is just waiting for each one of us to reconnect to our infinite and limitless gifts of our age. So I'd like to thank my callers who called in today. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Also to purchase a copy of my book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call me at 831 277 3716. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.